Let's go now with the message this morning. We're in a series called, are y'all all right? All right here. Good, y'all are. Mixed Nuts. Every Mother's Day to Father's Day, I do a family series. It's just sort of natural to talk about family during those two bookends. And so that's what we do. We've got several family series out there. In the early service, we're looking at how to hallmark your mother and loved ones and put that stamp on them where you care enough to give your very best. In this series, we've got a brand new series we're just writing right now. It's called Mixed Nuts, and it's a crazy family series. I love these. We can find families in the Bible who are nuts, and it's not hard to do that in the Scripture. Almost everybody in the Scripture was crazy, all right? It's the truth. You start reading it, it's crazy. Almost everybody has something about them that's nuts. So this family is the family of Abraham and Sarah, and we're going to look at Isaac, and we're going to look at the kids they had, and we're going to go through it for about 6 weeks. This is week number two, so you're not that far behind. All right, so here we go with the message today, the series Mixed Nuts. First of all, we see God's crazy promise. God's crazy promise, we saw this last week. You see it in Genesis 12, the Abrahamic covenant that God makes with Abraham about blessing you and blessing those that bless you. But he reiterates it again in Genesis 17 and a little different. It says, as for me, behold, God talking to Abraham, my covenant is with you. You shall be a father, say it with me, of what? Many nations. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but your name's going to be called what? Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made you, and I will make you exceeding fruitful. I'm going to make nations of thee. King's going to come out of you. He's 99. Do the math. Then Abraham fell on his face. Now wait, let me get straight. Now I'm going to have some children and everything. All these nations going to come. He fell on his face and what? Ha, ha, ha. He's talking to God. I don't recommend that. He said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that's 100 years old? Because he knew he's 99 and he knows how long it takes for that baby to come. 100 years old? Shall Sarah that's 90 years old bear a boy? And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. Because see, Sarah had prostituted Hagar off to him. You call it what you want. That's what I call it. And she had a boy, and so he's wanting, let's do it this way. Let's do it this way. And God said, Sarah, your wife's going to bear you a son indeed. And thou shalt call his name, say it with me, Isaac. Isn't this all crazy? Aren't it the truth? And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant and with his seed after him. So God's crazy promise. And then we see this, and we're getting to the message. We're not there yet. God's crazy blessing. He did it. Amen. We saw this last week as we were closing. Genesis 21. And the Lord visited Sarah. I love this part. As he what? And say this last part. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he what? Had spoken. I love that. For Sarah conceived. How old is she? 90. And here's the thing, she had always been barren. Hey, it's hard enough to have a baby when you're 90. It's really tough to have a baby when you're 90, and you couldn't even have no children when you was 20 or 30. Isn't that crazy? What a miracle God did. And so she conceived and bare Abraham a son, his old age, and at a set, I like this, say this with me, at the what? Set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, and his name was Isaac. Got it? Isn't that crazy, though, this crazy promise? Crazy blessing. God did it. It's insanity. Let's keep looking. Today, here's our message title today. That's an altar. Here it is. Say it with me. Crazy. Every week it's going to be something crazy. Last week was crazy mama. This week, crazy faith. I want some crazy faith. Don't you want some crazy faith? That's what I want. That's what we want to talk about today. We need that in our families. We need mom and dads to have that kind of faith for their families. that God is God and we can do this thing. Amen? And He's a great God. We can trust Him. We can trust His Word. We can follow Him. Just a couple of footnotes here at the front. Abraham is not known for his lying. He ain't known for his lying, though he lied like a dog. Y'all listening? He's not known for his sexual encounter with Hagar, even though he did it. That's not really what he's known for. He's not known for his irresponsibility as a husband, even though he was very irresponsible. He is not even known. Most people don't even realize it. They tell everybody his wife laughed. Yeah, she laughed too. But it's funny. He's not even known for his laughing at God. Let me say something. He did all those things, but that's not what Abraham is known for. Abraham is known for his, pop it up, crazy faith. That's what he's known for. I mean, you can be a liar, sleep with another woman, be irresponsible, laugh at God, and you can still be known as a person of crazy faith? Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Isn't it say? All right, let's talk about that just a little bit. All right, here we go. When you look in your Bible or on your computer, it's real simple. You just put in Abraham, believed, Abraham, faith, and you see what'll spit out. Okay? It's the number one thing that Abraham was known for. Let's look at some of them. Romans 4:3, for what says the Scripture? Say it with me. Abraham what? Believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. 4:13, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of what? Faith. So there's Abraham and faith again in the same verse. Verse 16, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the, say it with me, faith of Abraham, who's the father of us all. If you have faith. See, Abraham ain't your daddy unless you have faith. That's how he became, that's how that line was written. Abraham is the father of all of us who have faith. Because he was known for his faith. Even as Abraham believed God, Galatians 3, Abraham believed God. It was accounted unto him for what? Righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of who? Abraham. So then they which be of faith are blessed with who? Isn't it something how your faith in Jesus Christ can erase that reputation of being a liar? Isn't that good stuff? Say. Or that faith in Jesus Christ can erase the fact that you used to run around with loose women, loose men, whatever you did. Isn't that great? Say. Come on. That you were irresponsible, that you were useless, that you were worthless. Isn't it great that being saved and having your faith in Jesus, you can have a new name, you can have a new hope, you can have a new future. That's what God can do for you. Amen? That's what he did for Abraham. If he can do it for Abraham, he can do it for me. Amen? Cool stuff. James 2:23, the song we sang earlier, talks about it. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham what? Believed God. And it was imputed or counted unto him for righteousness. This is the part that blows my mind. Say it with me. And he was called what? You mean God's a friend with liars? Mm-hmm. Wasn't it said of Jesus that he was a friend of publicans and what? Sinners. Friend, I know we like to think better than we are, really are of ourselves. All God has to work with is mixed nuts. All he has to work with is crazy people. All he has to work with is sinners. What a picture Abraham is to all of us. Hebrews 11, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed. And he went out not knowing where he even went. Now that's crazy. Isn't it? Say. He did it, and God said, you know what? I like him. I'm going to bless him. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, he offered up Isaac. and that he had received the promise, offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall all your seed be blessed, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Abraham had what? Crazy what? Now, y'all with me? Y'all ain't going to sleep on me, are you? Come on, help me here. All right. So, let's do some math. Here's how God does math. You know how well, here's how we, don't put it up yet. Here's how we do math. If I'm a good person and I give to the church or I come every once in a while, I'll go to heaven. That's my math. Or there's this big scale in heaven. If my good works outweigh my bad works, then I'll get to go into heaven. That's how we do math. That's our theological math that we do so often. That math is screwed up. That's not God's math in the Bible. God's math says this: all have sinned and come short of my glory. There's none that does righteous, no, not one. All your righteousness is as filthy rags. Amen? Because of that, you're going to die. It's appointed man wants to die. After this, the judgment. That's what the Bible teaches. See, our math is messed up. Here's God's math. Here's how God could take a man who was a liar, a man who slept with his maid, a man who was an irresponsible husband, a man who laughed in the face of God, rolling on the floor. Here's how God could take a man like that and call him friend by faith. Look at the math. Here's God's math. God says, if you have faith in me and my son, you have faith in my son Jesus. So faith in God, faith in Jesus. Faith plus that in God equals righteous. Y'all got that math or not? Say. Faith in you, failed. Faith in the church, oh, I just love the church. I worship the church. Faith in who? Jesus. Faith in who? Jesus. Equals, ding, 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 ding. You're righteous, you win, yay. Amen? That's it. That's how you and I are connected to Abraham. What's my connection? You might say, what's my connection? I'm not Jewish. Your connection is not the Jewish thing. We could talk about that all day, and you do have some of that too with Jesus and all that. That's another story. But your connection is your faith. Got it? Yes or no? Crazy faith. Faith is crazy. I want you to think about it. Faith is crazy. I believe that God had a son named Jesus. Here's the first part. I believe God loved me. How crazy is that? Say, that's crazy. God in heaven loves me. That's crazy. Okay? Many of you might not even be loved by your own parents, your own family, but somehow the God of the universe loved you. Come on, give me a break. That's crazy. Is that crazy or what? It is crazy. And let me get it straight. He sent his one and only son. He only had one. And like he had 1,800 of them. He had one. Sent him for you? Your sorry tale. Are you telling me that? That's crazy. It is crazy. Yeah. Oh, he didn't just have him born of anybody. He had him born of a virgin. Wait, let me get this straight. The lady didn't. Oh, wait, well, come on. That's crazy. Oh, yeah. And then he never did anything wrong. Never sinned or anything. All he did was good to people. Did he? Yeah. Crazy. And you know what? They killed him for it. Crazy! Why'd they do that? Is the whole thing crazy, yes or no? Oh, it is. And wait a minute. It's not the bad guys that are killing him. It's the religious people. No! It's all crazy. Yeah, they kill him. Then they put him in a tomb, put a big stone in front of it, seal it, put guards in front of it. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. Crazy. I'm not trying to diss our faith. I'm just trying to say something to you. If you think you're going to get saved by sort of figuring this out or putting it in a little bottle or whatever, I'm telling you, friend, you're either going to believe it by faith or you're not. Y'all listening or not? Say, well, if I could just disrupt my lightning, well, that's crazy. Amen? Come on. It is faith that saves you. And God says this: I'm going to do all the work. I'm going to do everything for you to get saved. And all you're going to have to do is confess with your mouth Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and I am going to save you. You kidding me? That's why we struggle, isn't it? That's why we invent this giant scale in heaven. That's why we think we got to be this or got to be that or this religion or that. Are y'all listening, yes or no? And God says, you know what? Without faith, it's impossible to please me. Hebrews 11:6. If you're going to come to me, you're going to have to believe that I am. And this is the way it is, and I'm going to give it to you in a book, and I'm going to put crazy people like preachers in front of you, and they're going to tell it to you. Is that crazy or what? So this is God's math. No other math works for God. Say that with me. No other math works for God. Well, I'll tell him, and I'm going to, you might could have talked to me, you might could have persuaded us. You ain't going to fly with God. No other math's going to work with God. Do you know Jesus or don't you? Are you a Christian? Have you put your faith in Jesus or not? Got it? Are we playing English this morning in the house? Praise the Lord. Here we go. Crazy faith. Let's walk this story now through. And we got several things, and we're going to see it, and I'm not going to take forever. This is a great story in Genesis chapter 22. If you have your Bible, open it up there. Otherwise, it'll be right here on the screen for you. You can go tomorrow, get these notes right off the website. Everything you see on the screen will be up there on a PowerPoint. By the way, now you can get this message if you'd like to. Be ready for you tomorrow on iPod. That's a new thing we've got going. Yeah, come on, praise the Lord for some new technology we're using now. Yeah! You can do that, download it, listen on your computer, whatever. But let's go right now to the scriptures. God's crazy test. Can you say that with me so I can feel you're with me this morning? God's crazy test. He's going to test Abraham. It came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. He said unto him, Abraham, he said, behold, here I am. He said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and get him to the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon the mountain which I am going to tell you. Is this crazy? Say, what? What's God doing? The word tempt here in this passage means test. James tells us, don't say when you're tempted to sin that God tempts you. God doesn't tempt any man to sin. But he does test you. How many have had your faith tested? Can I see your hands? Oh, yeah. He will test your faith. He's testing his faith. It sounds crazy. He tells him to go to the land of Moriah. The land of Moriah, he didn't know where he's going. He's from Ur. But the land of Moriah is known today as, guess what? Jerusalem. And very possibly where he offers his son Isaac is where the temple stood later. Isn't this incredible? Wow. So, this is crazy. God tells this old man at 75 and then now at 99, you're going to have a kid, and he does have the kid, and then he tells him to kill him. Is that crazy or what? Say, as crazy as your family is, it's probably not this crazy. Crazy. Abraham's crazy obedience. Here's the crazy thing. Abraham went along with it. Wouldn't you shake somebody like this? Say, now God, he told you what now? So Abraham rose up early in the morning. He didn't even wait like 8 weeks or something. Think about it, fool. No, get on up. He rises up early in the morning. He saddles his ass. He took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he clave the wood for the burnt offering. He rose up. He went to the place which God told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes. So they've been going for 3 days, and he sees the place over yonder, far off. And Abraham says to the young men, you boys stay here with the ass, donkey. And I and the lad will go yonder and worship. And say this part with me. And what? Come again to... And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering. Read this with me. And he laid it upon Isaac his son. So now he's carrying it all. And he took the fire in his hand. That don't mean he's like got... It means something he had to start the fire, I believe. Amen? Y'all cool with that? And he took a knife, and they both of them went together. Isn't this crazy obedience or what? Say, are y'all with me so far? Keep looking. First of all, how old is Isaac? How old is Isaac? Well, historians, even Josephus, great Jewish theologians, they put Isaac at about 25. Now you crazy boy. I mean, look. The word lad, though, as I read my Bible, suggests otherwise. How many call your 25-year-old son lad? The fact that Isaac is carrying the wood, however, leads you to believe that he is what? Older. Here's what I've deduced. I don't know. But here's what I think, sort of. Here's what I think. When you're 125 years old, everybody's a lad. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know how old he is, but if you live to be 125 and you want to call me lad, I guess I am. Amen? Come on. I want you to see a glimpse of Abraham's faith, and you already saw it. It's crazy faith this man has. What did he say to the two young men? We will come again to you. We will come again to you. You can say what you want to about this man. He had his shortcomings. But this man believed God. We're coming back. We're coming back. Amen? Now here's the only guy that ain't crazy in the story. I can cut Isaac some slack because he didn't know what the heck's going on. You understand? So Isaac's not so crazy question. Hang in here with me. Isaac's not so crazy question. Look at verse 7. We ain't even missed a verse yet. And Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And here's the way we say it. Where the lamb? Where the lamb? I mean, can we do it again, Ron? Here we go. Here we go. Here's it. Where the lamb? You know what I'm saying? Where's the beef, baby? Come on. Where is the lamb? Isn't that a good question? Say. Huh. I say so. A crazy but complete summary of the Bible in one verse. Verse 8. You ought to circle this, make a note of it. Man, this is it right here. This is great. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they both went of them together. That is your Bible. The gospel story of Jesus in a nutshell. Son, my God will provide himself a lamb. Can you say that with me? Son, my God will provide himself a lamb. Abraham believed that. Do you believe that? Do you believe the Lamb of God has been slain? Do you believe he rose from the dead? Do you believe the Bible, like it says, that he seated at the right hand of God the Father, ever living to make intercession for you? Do you believe that? Do you believe what, like the Revelation book says, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and honor and riches and glory and honor and strength? Do you believe that? Say. See, Abraham, that's the difference between Abraham and somebody that doesn't believe. Abraham believed God would provide. And God, in his word, you know what he tells you, he asks of you to do? Believe that I have provided. Amen? Not that you don't. No, you just believe it happened, and I'll receive you as my child. Isn't that a pretty nice way for God to be to us? Say. I think it is. Abraham's crazy uncommon sense. These are just my little notes I write as I go along. Genesis 22. I want you to get why Abraham did this. Come on, hang in here with me. Why would you take your son and do this, fool? You're crazy. Because he had some crazy uncommon sense. Look at it. They came to the place which God had told him of. Abram built an altar. Abraham built an altar. He laid the wood in order. He bound his son. He laid him on the altar upon the wood. Abraham stretched forth his hand. He took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham! Abraham! He said, thought you'd show up. Here I am. Here I am. He said, lay not your hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. Wow. What am I talking about? His uncommon sense. I want you to see what, just simple plain stuff I saw as I'm thinking. Abraham knew that God did not call him from Ur to give him a son at the age of 100 so that he could go out and slit his throat in the desert. No way that God did all of that for me to go kill that boy in the desert. There is no way. Sometimes we let Satan get on our back, screw with our head, change the Bible, start thinking God don't love us, pick on us. Oh, yeah, I know. God doesn't love you. He just gave his son Jesus to die for you. He put the Holy Spirit, the living God, inside of you. He wrote your name down the Lamb's Book of Life. He says you're already seated with him in the heavens. Oh, but no, he doesn't like you. You hearing me? Yes or no? See how screwy we can get? But Abraham, he had some uncommon sense. He was adding it up. No way. I'm going to go along. I'm going to do this. Because I know God didn't leave me out here to die and out here to kill my son. We ought to have faith like that, don't you think? Say. Don't you think that when we sometimes, you know, I don't know what your struggle might be, but I think God looks at us so many times and goes, they are just so pitiful. Don't you feel like you're pitiful sometimes? I'm not just sorry as the day is long. Go ahead and testify to the Lord this morning that you're just pitiful sometimes. I'm that way a lot. Aren't you glad we got a God who loves us? Come on. Yeah, come on. Praise Jesus this morning. Thank you. So, he also believed that nations and kings would come out of his boy. So no way he's going to have to kill him. All right? This is what I firmly believe this. I believe Abraham knew that he could what? Trust God regardless. Oh, yeah. You let your wife who's 90 have a baby and she never could have no baby. Oh, yeah. You'll start to believe in this God. Amen? You let God change your life like he's changed my life, you'll start to believe in him. My life's been changed. How many can say, Jesus Christ changed my life? Can I see your hands? Look at that. You start to believe in him, don't you? Say, when times get tough, when things get hard, I can believe him. He loves that. He loves it when you're going through junk and mess and just the other people, they just falling by the wayside and you're hanging in there. I love that. They believe in me. They're following me. I want that to be said of me till hell freezes over. I'm a follower of Christ. Don't you want that to be said of you? Say. Regardless. Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on, do something. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on. Crazy faith. We're not that far away from the end, so hang in here. Jehovah, would you say that with me? Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. Here we go. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold him, there was a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. Well, look at that. And Abraham went and took the ram, offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his what? Son. And Abraham called the name of that place, say it with me, Jehovah Jireh. Come on, one more time. Jehovah Jireh. Come on, that's a fun word. Come on. Jehovah Jireh. And it said, to this day in the mount of the Lord shall it be seen. Jehovah Jireh, say it with me. The Lord our what? Provider. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. Isn't that cool? Wow. Remember verse 8? My son, God will what? Provide. Jehovah Jireh, a lamb for the burnt offering. Keep going. And here's what I love. I love this. And if you're not careful, you can miss it as you're reading this story. Abraham goes through this experience. God stops him. The lamb's provided. And I want you to see how God talks. How God talks after Abraham stands for him and believes in him. You want God to move. You want God to be, you know, just in your own spirit. You want to have confidence in God and in Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Have faith in him. As you start to have faith in him, his promises are going to be so strongly confirmed inside of you. It's going to be life-changing to you. The Bible's not going to be a book anymore. It's going to be the word of the living God. It's the promises of God for me. Y'all hearing me? Look at what happened. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of the heaven the second time. He said, by myself have I sworn, says the Lord. For because thou hast done this thing, you've not withheld your son, your only son, that in blessing I will bless thee. In multiplying, I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven, as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Are you hearing the strong confirmation from God that he likes this man? Say. Isn't that cool? See, so often Satan wants you to think when you're being tested, you're going through trouble, God is picking on you, because he knows if you bear up, hold on, keep plugging, keep believing, you're going to be stronger than ever. God is going to confirm promises in your heart like has never been experienced before in your life. And Satan's going to get his tail whooped. You understand? Say, that's what this is all about. This man was forever changed. Was he perfect after this? No, and you're not going to be either. But this man was forever changed, forever known now as a man of faith, the friend of God. That's incredible. That's crazy. Isn't this crazy? Say. And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed or counted unto him for righteousness. And say it with me. And he was called who? Wow. And the Bible says that he's the father of us all. What does that mean? You have the same opportunity to have faith. Because you come the same way, you all come the same way. It's by faith. If you're going to come to me, you're going to come to me by faith. This is incredible. We're done. Abraham was called the friend of God. He got that name because of his faith. Don't ever forget it. That's why he got the name, friend of God. It was for one reason he got that name. It was because of what? His what? Faith. Faith. Abraham and God the Father were what? Friends. They especially had one thing in common, and we're done with the message. Both had a beloved son. God had Jesus, and he was being baptized, remember? And lo, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Both sons were born miraculously. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. Boy, Abraham and God had a connection. Both had willing sons. Jesus said, no man takes my life from me. I lay down my life myself. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it again. This commandment I've received of my Father. both offered up their sons. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. There wasn't a ram somewhere caught in the thicket for Jesus. He said, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me, but if not, your will be done. And God's will was for his one and only Son to be killed so you could live. Crazy stuff. Both received their sons back with joy. Can you imagine how Abraham felt coming down the hill? Told you, gonna be all right. We good. We good. Come on. He's probably walking like a 91-year-old man. Listen to God. Philippians. And being found in fashion as a man, Jesus humbled himself. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hebrews 12, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despised the shame, and now he's set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Don't you think God's real happy? Well done, son. You just sit right there, right next to me. All eternity. That's pretty cool. What Abraham did was crazy. Would you agree with that? Yes or no? Crazy! What God did by giving his only begotten son, Jesus, is incredible. It's incredible. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. From what? Faith to faith. As it is written, say it with me. The just shall live by faith. That's how we do it. That's crazy, isn't it? You mean if I confess and believe in you, I'll live forever? My sins will be forgiven? You'll call me friend? Yeah. That's crazy faith. Do you have crazy faith in the house this morning? Say, are you just crazy enough to believe that old black book that tells about Jesus? Do you believe that? Amen. I hope you do. He is alive. He's alive and well. I don't care what anybody else says. Put your faith in Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's praise him this morning. Come on. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Stand with me if you would, and let's close our service. Unless you got to run out and go to work, hang in here with us as we pray and close our services. We'd really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Father, thank you for the word of God this morning. I pray you'll bless it to every heart. I pray there's not a person in here that will leave saying that they did not understand what was said today. Oh God, help their understanding to know that they must be born again. They must believe in your only Son, Jesus, that you willingly gave so they could have eternal life. Oh God. Touch their heart. Make it happen, I pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Would you sing with me this morning? Just a little song.